The following is a Fourth Hand production.
Bring on the weird. Elijah, are you ready to bring on the weird?
Yeah, buddy. How about you?
Uh-huh.
All right.
We're bringing you a little this and a little that. And that there was the sound of me cracking open a cream ale.
Oh, I knew it. You didn't even have to say it. I just knew it.
It's not as cold as I like.
Oof.
Because I just cracked open the 12-pack that I bought the other day. And there was one cold one in the fridge, so now I'm going to leave the cold one for a little bit into the episode.
Ah. You could have drank the cold one now and a little bit longer. The not cold ones would be colder.
Don't play these mind games with me.
You know, your can is almost the same color as my can.
Oh, what are you having?
My Dogfish 60 Minute.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. You know, I told you it must have been two episodes ago that I was going to buy a single beer.
Yes.
They don't have them anymore, dude.
They don't have single beers anymore?
They don't have the single beers of the Dogfish. It was going to be Dogfish Worldwide. And they don't sell them. They don't sell them by the singles anymore. Now there's some like fruit bullshit. And I'm not drinking no fruit beer.
Fruit beer.
Yeah, it's like them seltzer beers. I ain't drinking them shits either.
Even my wife, we got, there was the Smirnoff version of a seltzer beer. And I think she got a couple of them in a six pack at the grocery store, just to see what they were about. And she's like, "Oh, no."
I think it's one of those things you have to get used to. You know, like when you were a kid and you had your first beer. Well, when you were 21 and had your first beer, you didn't like it at first, right? But you knew it was going to get you fucked up. So you drank it, and then now. It's an acquired taste. Now you like beer.
Yeah, and at this point in my life, I can drink a beer and be like, that's not the one I wanted to start with. I've had enough of them.
Well, see, now we're old enough to buy them ourselves. Well, I keep saying that. I keep throwing us under the buses.
For old people. You rickety son of a...
When I was a kid and I was underage and I was drinking, I could just only drink what I got. So I had
True.
To... You know, now we're older, we can go get it ourselves, we can appreciate a good beer, and now right. We know when we take a sip of a beer and we're like, ugh, I don't fucking like that.
Mm-mm.
We hop in our car, go back over there, get us a different one.
Return it.
Yeah. Could I return this, please?
This one's gross.
There's only like a half an ounce left in this. I didn't like it.
You can tell because I didn't finish it.
If I liked it, I would have finished it all.
I wouldn't have been here already.
Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-mm. All right, well, we said what you're drinking. We yes. said what I'm drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And we said what we're doing.
Well, you know what? We'll carry on from that. I had this little theory.
Okay.
About the grocery stores and all that. See, not that long ago in today's times, has it even been 2 years? I don't think it's been maybe 2 years since Pennsylvania grocery stores were allowed to carry any kind of alcohol. It took a long, long time for them to fight for the fact to get beer in grocery stores.
It's only been 2 years?
Maybe.
I thought the last time we were up there, which, I don't know, what was that, like 85 years ago?
2009. I don't know.
I thought for sure you guys had beer in the stores up there.
No, it was all beer distributors. There's some kind of weird beer distributor kind of state law thing and liquor stores. The state gets a chunk of that change.
Wow.
Okay. Somehow or other. So that leads me down a road to not necessarily believe, but kind of makes you wonder. So it's only been a couple of years since they've been doing this, And now suddenly, during all this lockdown isolation business, beer distributors, the one here locally closed, the liquor store closed, the beer distributor just outside of town was still open. They didn't mind staying open for all this stuff. But of course, the grocery stores had to stay open because they're grocery stores. They're essential.
Of course.
But they also have beer. So
yes.
For the beer people, you know, alcoholism, you know, that's people have a problem sometimes. I don't believe you and I have a problem. I can go without it.
Yeah.
Probably.
I mean, this is kind of what gets me, is the people who say, yeah, but they determine alcohol stores are necessities. Well, they are, in a sense. Because alcoholics can literally die from not having alcohol.
It's messed up.
They can have seizure, very, very severe seizures that'll kill them. That's why they're necessities. Not because they feel like people will just want to drink.
Right.
They're necessities for medical purposes.
I can see that. Yeah. It almost seems like things were lining up to the fact that everything was going to be locked down. Like, it was almost foreknowledge of some sort of thing happening.
Yeah. Almost. You know
what I mean? Almost.
Almost foreknowledge. It was fucking foreknowledge, dude. They knew it was coming.
I don't know. Those are the things that run through my head sometimes.
All the shit that runs through my head, dude. You saw the email from Eileen, right? About Horton Hears a Who?
Oh, yeah.
I responded. But I think about that shit all the time.
What if we're not actually... We're just specks on somebody else's flower.
Recently I've been thinking, what if mountains are like petrified tree stumps?
Mountains?
Yeah. Have you never heard this?
No, go on.
There's a theory that mountains are actually petrified tree stumps. So we're essentially ants. Everything on the earth is supposed to be much larger. But because we've populated the earth so much, we're keeping everything chopped down. Trees, grass, everything. But everything on earth was supposed to be much, much larger.
Man.
That's why the dinosaurs were so big. They weren't that big compared to like what the shit could be.
Huh.
Also, that plays into the, expanding earth theory. Or growing earth theory or whatever it is. You heard that one? That the earth is just constantly getting larger and larger. Which would in turn increase gravity. Making everything smaller and shorter.
Whoa. It's not like every day they go out and measure like the circumference or the diameter of the earth. You know, they don't do that. They don't do that just because. Okay, it's a 2020 census. Let's go measure the diameter of the earth again.
Yeah, but I guess it doesn't make sense, right? Because every generation is getting taller, you know? Like, I'm taller than my dad. My dad was probably taller than his dad.
I'm not quite as tall as my dad, but I'm going to blame my mom for that.
Damn it. Let's get her. Want to fight her?
Yes. You want to fight my mom? Let's fight my mom.
Whoa.
We're gonna lose. We're gonna lose to fight my mom, but we can fight my mom.
We might lose.
She's a tough cookie.
I think it's that era.
Oh yeah, she's been through some stuff.
You know, I heard a weird thing that I don't know if it's grandmas or great grandmas from like the Great Depression. You know how they like they'll save everything. Are we gonna be like that?
Hoarding stuff?
No, like. Are we going to be using a paper towel and then, like, hang it up on the clothesline outside for it to dry out to reuse it?
We're not. I mean, I guess that mentality was, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. If I can fix it, I am not going to throw it away.
It's because they couldn't get anything, man.
Right.
So, are we going to be like that?
we're living in an era of abundance like nobody's business.
Not right now. That's what I mean. Like, right now, we're in this coronavirus bullshit.
Yeah, we're on, like, the edge of food running out.
Right now, I have, like, my kids are recording how many squares of toilet paper they're using every time they shit.
Ho-ho-ho.
That's a joke, people. They're not really doing that, but... My grocery store has nothing. They have some meat.
Still.
They have no paper towels, no toilet paper, and I think we might be running a little bit low on toilet paper.
Come up here.
I don't want to start using my hand like the Middle East.
Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no. You got pine trees in your backyard. There's pine cones.
They're not pine trees.
Sideways. Sideways. Not straight in. You don't know which way those cones are going. Sideways, you want to, with the grain, not against the grain.
I like to take pine cones north to south, man.
I don't even know what that means.
I feel like they really scoop up the poop that way.
It's good.
You know, you take the top of the pine cone, you scrape up. It's like an ice scraper. Good.
Or an ice scraper.
Or an, like an ice cream scoop.
It's got all the claws on all the side, and it just scrapes all the sides at the same time.
Gets everything.
Yeah.
Why do we even use toilet paper when we got pine cones, man? That hits all the nooks and crannies and just scrapes it out.
You want to get yourself all calloused up in there.
Yeah, make it tough, dude.
Make it tough.
Gotta have a tough beehole.
That's wrong on all the levels. Oh, no, no.
I'm joking, obviously. I'm actually thinking about getting a bidet in my house.
I was just going to say that. Instead of doing anything with pine cones, put a bidet in.
I'm kind of thinking about it.
You can do the redneck bidet.
What's that?
Have you seen the redneck bidet? You take the sprayer on the kitchen sink. Just go get yourself a sprayer and put a little... right down in the water supply, right down on the bottom of your toilet. You just put another connection in there and get that sprayer in there. So you just revel it up there, and then when you need to go ahead and not use toilet paper, you just get that sprayer out and you just hose her down.
I've never used a bidet. So do you have to you got to dry off, right?
I have no idea. It's like a water fountain for your butt.
But it's got to be powerful, right?
How powerful? Like, do you want an enema?
I mean, yeah, you don't want a pressure washer. I mean, you do and you don't. Like, you want it to be powerful enough to blast the dingleberries out, but...
You just get it all wet and you just start shaking. Uh-oh. The Richter scale. It's measured on the Richter scale tonight, Martha.
It's a 5.0 shit. The wall starts shaking. Pictures falling off the walls. That's my grandma's urn.
This is serious shit. Some porter beer level shit there.
Yeah, this is a little this, a little that. That's what you get.
You don't even know.
It's because we didn't feel like researching.
Well, we did, but then we encountered that thing we started the research, and we're like,
Yeah. Fuck, dude.
We'll probably get into it.
It's so complicated.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yep. How about... Yeah, let's just get into this. I found this article about... I didn't know these things existed. I mean, I guess I probably saw a picture at some point, but I'm like, that's Photoshop. That's nothing. Have you ever seen a bunny harvestman spider?
Is that what you sent me?
Yeah, that's what I sent you.
Oh, Lord. I've seen
They're super tiny. Like, think Daddy Longleg, but with half of a wolf's head where the body of the Daddy Longleg would be.
That head is scary.
Yeah. Like, it's so crazy. It looks like the ears of a wolf, just a black wolf. And then on the back of the spider's body is two yellow dots, but it's not even the eyes of the spider itself. The eyes are still up front. But so it looks like this nose of the wolf. or a dog, some sort of canine type creature.
It looks like a small wolf with a spider body.
Well, it's only the upper part of its head. Like, if you cut it off at its snout and you don't see the bottom jaw, like where the, if there was no bottom jaw, the rest of that is now spider legs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't care if it's smaller than my thumbnail. Forget that thing.
It is a nightmare. Like you said, it's, yo, that's scary.
Yeah, if I encountered that on a leaf, like, oh, nope, I'm done. This is the rainforest I'm not going in.
It was like,
if it starts barking at me, oh, hell no.
Just throw a ball the other way.
And why is it called the Bunny Harvest Man? It looks like nothing like a bunny.
I ain't never seen no bunny look like that.
Throw the ball the other way to distract it.
Yeah. My dog got out the other day out in the backyard.
Oh, man.
It's not fenced in, so we opened the door. Nope. That little son of a bitch took off. I'm like, all right, are you kidding me? So I'm out there trying to catch him. He runs up to you. You go to grab him. He takes off. I'm like, ah, he thinks we're playing.
He's like a grease pig.
Yeah. So I was like, all right, here we go. How about this? So I was like, come on, Bruno. And I take off running. And he's chasing me, and I run straight inside. Runs right inside with me. So it was nice. That easy. That easy. Ooh, he chased me right inside.
Today it was.
Yeah. Well, I mean, once he gets bigger and smarter, and I mean, he's only 5 months old.
Yeah, he's not going to fall for that every time.
Yeah, we're going to be in trouble with him, I think. He's out there digging holes. He's got at least 4 holes in the yard. I just want to punch him in the face.
Jeez.
Come on, PETA. Come after me. But sometimes I want to punch him in the face. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, don't do that. Yeah. That's not a thing. Don't dig holes. Where are you going? Right here is fine.
Everybody listening feels the same way. If you had a puppy, sometimes you just want to punch him in the face. Like, what are you doing?
Ah, you're right at the door, you mother.
Yeah. You kidding me? You pooped on the table?
Right on the table.
You pooped on my mashed potatoes?
Do you remember that scene in Police Academy 2? I think it was Police Academy 2, Citizens on Patrol. They went to the one guy's house because they went to pick him up or something, and he had this... His squad car was just this beat up truck that had like a redneck bed on the back of it. It was just this homemade bed on the back of it to put whatever in. But they went into his house, his apartment, and dude was eating some cereal, and the cat pooped in the cereal like his lucky charm. So he scooped out the poop and catapulted it off the spoon. Fluffy, you... And then he just started eating the cereal.
Oh, God.
Right. Yeah, check out the Bunny Harvest Man spider. Or don't. It's fine if you don't. It's because it's not a bunny. It's not a cute bunny.
You gotta see it. You gotta see the picture at least.
Watch the video, then it's real when you watch the video.
I did not watch the video.
You can kind of see the picture, you know, you can kind of feel like that's Photoshop, but when you watch the video, like, why is there a wolf face on that spider leg?
Yeah, the picture does look Photoshopped.
But it's kind of daddy long leg, but with a wolf, half of a wolf's face where its body is.
But it's
just sitting on some legs.
It's all black, like a fucking demon dog.
Yeah.
Fug dat.
All right, what do you got?
Well, this is pretty scary. The Singapore officials using robo dogs to enforce social distancing.
Oh, hell no.
So, I don't know how many people have seen these robo dogs from Boston Dynamics. They're the like yellow dogs. Boston Dynamics, somebody go burn it down. Because, all right, for real. Don't do that.
They're going to do us in with robots. No, have you watched some of those robot videos that they've done?
Oh, my
God.
Like,
they'll push doors open. You try to slam a door on it, and it will open the door anyway.
Yeah. You got the Robo Dogs. You got the other one doing backflips and fucking somersaults and shit.
Oh, it's kind of scary if you think of if you were to attack that robot is still coming at you, kind of thing.
You can't stop it.
No, that they're building it so you can't stop it.
If you cut off a human's arm, they're gonna be like, ow, fuck. Robots don't feel pain.
No.
You cut off its arm, it's just gonna keep coming.
So, did you watch the robot dog? Did you watch the video of the robot dog in, what was it, Nicaragua?
No.
Papua New Guinea.
Where?
Ecuador. I don't know. Where did you say it was?
Singapore. No, is there a video? Oh.
There was a video.
There's a photo gallery.
Spot the dog, now a social distancing narc. Is freaking people out.
Jeez. It's on HuffPost.com. So
I found one of Popular Mechanics.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Since May 8th, Spot has been patrolling the Bishan Ong Mo Kio Park in Singapore, functioning like a gatekeeper during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Oh my God, listen to this. Let's keep Singapore healthy, the yellow and black robo dog named Spot said in English as it roamed around. For your own safety and for those around you, please stand at least 1 meter apart. Thank you, it added in a softly spoken female voice. So it was like, let's keep Singapore healthy.
It's a girl dog.
For your own safety and for those around you, please stand at least 1 meter apart. Thank you. That's more scary than a male voice, I think.
It's so subtle coming out of this little four-legged thing. I'd be hard-pressed to fighting myself not to go over and kick it over. What are you going to do now, robot? You're upside down. Please stay 1 meter apart. I'm done.
Activating turrets.
And suddenly out of nowhere, it just springs back onto its four legs. I don't even know how it did it. Air? Gravity.
It's got some kind Nobody of weird, knows. Like, catapult system on its back. Just ping, lands on its legs.
You have chosen poorly.
This is fucking scary. It's literally, it's the Boston Dynamics dog.
One person tweeted that Black Mirror ain't got nothing on Singapore. Boston Dynamics in the wild. Your dystopian cyberpunk future is now.
You got this. You got drones who are looking at people, somehow able to take their temperature and see if they cough.
What?
You haven't seen that shit?
I did not see that.
Drones are, I don't know if it's in China or what, but there's drones who are looking at people, taking their temperature from that far away with, I don't know, a fucking laser or something. And then if it sees you cough, forget it. You're done. You don't see your family anymore.
What?
Yeah. Oh.
Why did it come here?
Now, I just saw, so on my iPhone, I scroll to the left. There's news right up to, like, right at the top.
Yeah.
And it says, doctors fear new silent, symptom. Now, they say, you can have it and not even know you have it.
What's the symptom?
Your oxygen levels. Like, get the fuck out of here. You're just trying to scare the fuck out of everybody. I don't have a cough.
Yeah.
I'm in my state, I'm in the county that has the highest amount of cases. I feel fine. I'm just doing shit as normal, except I put a mask on.
Yeah.
I feel fine.
Sure.
But now you're like, oh no, but you could still have it. Your oxygen levels could be low with no other symptoms. Be scared. Go in your house. Actually, go to your basement. Open up your MREs. Start eating it. Seal your hatch. Like, get the fuck out of here, dude.
No. I'm not at that level. I'm taking precautions. A couple weeks ago, we went to Gettysburg.
Well, I think you're going to die.
they were one of the red counties. I'm probably going to die.
Yeah.
And there was...
Red Republican.
No. Red versus green versus yellow.
Oh.
Red, yellow, green.
Oh.
Don't go to this one. Well, we were like, nah, we're going to go to this one anyway. But probably, I would say, 2% of the people we saw were wearing masks out in the open public air. Like, we probably saw, over the course of the day, driving around, wandering through all the battlefields and the parks and stuff, and seeing all this really awesome history stuff. I've never actually got in depth with it that much.
Yeah.
But being around all those people, I don't know, 2 to 4 people had masks on. There was a bunch of people. It was a nice, nice day that day.
What if you saw a ghost with a mask on? Like a soldier, like in his, you know, his full uniform, but he had a mask. He's like, fuck you guys. This shit is like,
you don't
weird.
Understand. This is real. It's even infecting the spiritual realm.
I got shot in the finger and somehow I fucking died from fucking dysentery, gangrene, and fucking AIDS. But, you know, this is real. Put your mask on.
Yeah. We're not playing around down here. So, I'm at a level of precaution, but then again, I'm like, I don't know, dude. You talked about it too. I don't get sick a lot.
Yeah.
And my wife's like, you're at the age, you should probably get a family doctor, go check all your parts out, you know, all that kind of stuff.
I can tell you right now, the last time I went to the doctor, it was before my son was born, who is 9 years old. And it's because I had blood in my semen. And I was like, the fuck is that?
Ooh, that would do it.
Yeah. It was scary. So I went, he said, hey, you got a little prostate infection. Prostate infection. Take these, you're good to go. I was fine. That was the last time I was at the... I haven't been to the doctor since.
Yeah, for that kind of stuff, it takes a lot for me to go to the doctor if I'm sick. You know, like flu-type symptoms.
Yeah.
It has been... but it's definitely not been that long, 9 years or nothing. I don't know. I had to go to the doctor because I just could not kick this sore throat for nothing. It's been a couple years, 2 or 3 years, something like that. And they gave me the Z-Pack, that kind of thing. And I took that and I was good.
You've had a sore throat for 3 years?
No. No. I couldn't kick it. Is that what it sounded like?
That's the way I took it. You said you had a sore throat. What's it been, 2 or 3 years now? I'm like, shit, you got throat cancer, bro.
No, it was that long ago that I went to the doctor for a sore throat that I couldn't get rid of. I had it for a while.
I gotcha.
I don't know, maybe a week or so that it just would not give in. So I finally went to the doctor and said there's something up, and he's like, on a pain scale from 1 to 10, what's the pain?
Fucking 12, asshole!
It's never 12. It's even when I punch my eye out, what's your pain level? I don't know. 7, 8, I guess? I have a headache. Just give me some pain reliever. It's never been like, oh my God, I can't take this pain. I don't know. I guess I'm not that kind of person, or maybe I put the pain somewhere else, unless it's toothaches suck. I hate toothaches.
I don't think I've ever had a toothache.
You ever had your wisdom teeth taken out?
No. I still have those.
Oh, you're in for a fucking treat, boy. Yeah, it's coming.
I'm 33.
You jinxed it now.
I think you're jinxing me. Is this a curse?
Well, we need to take a break so we can fight this out.
Yeah, good, because I got to pee anyway. Got to pee this out.
Well, pee this out. Break time.
We'll see you guys.
We we're going to take it down a little notch here. We're going to play some fine jazz music for you.
Some slow jams.
Slow jam.
No, not that.
Oh, no, not quite.
My bad.
In fact, we're going to get so quiet that there's not going to be any sound at all. And the lights are always going to be on.
What?
It's the deepest, most horrible, whitest torture.
Yikes.
Yeah. They call it white torture. I found this article and I started reading down. I'm like, white torture? I'm like, what kind of, who do these people think they are?
What do they got against white people? Oh, not that kind of.
You're right. It's not the torture of white people. It's white torture. It's so like docile, then it just turns into, it just turns your brain into mush because there's nothing.
Like white noise.
They leave the lights on. Yeah, like white noise doesn't turn your brain into mush.
Well, no, but it's just kind of like, it's there. You don't really think about it, but it's there.
Yeah, that would actually be better in this case, having even just that.
Oh, boy.
But this is the complete, you know, I'm interested in checking out a sensory deprivation tank. I think we've talked about this probably. I think it was on the transhumanism episode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would check it out, but not in water, but if you were in a completely sensory deprivation room, it's always the white light that's on, and you're just in this room by yourself. There's no human contact, and you're just in there for days and days and days by yourself. It sounds like paradise, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes you'd be like, oh man, I can get lots of sleep.
I mean, minus the light, but by yourself?
Yeah. Like if they just toss you in there for a couple of days, you know, I could probably be okay for a day or two. If you just sat there and think about being an absolute solitary with white light, you could probably be there. I don't know. I feel like I could probably last probably 48 hours or something.
In a room by yourself with one light.
Lights on. Yeah. So you could sleep all the time. Let me read down a couple of these scenarios for you.
You think you could last two fucking days in a room by yourself with the lights on the whole time?
An absolute silence.
Stop it. Get some help.
No way, dude.
You couldn't last that long, you don't think?
No, I don't think so. With the lights on 24 hours a day?
Yeah. They just put you in this room and they forget that you are there for a couple of days.
No way.
No, you don't think you could last that long? How about a couple hours? Like one day? 12 hours.
I could do one day, but then
24 hours. Like, get me out of here in 24 hours.
I don't know. If I like show up at like 9 a.m., I'm like, all right, let me put me in a room. And then I wake up the next day at like 5 a.m. I'm like, get me the fuck out of here.
I've had enough sleep.
Yeah. The lights were on when I went to bed. The lights are on now. I didn't sleep. I shit my pants. Somebody came in and poked my butthole. I don't know.
Oh, hey, hey. So this was first studied in 1951 as a possible way to allow British, American, and Canadian governments to brainwash prisoners. White torture occurs when individuals are placed in a confined area with highly controlled access to light, sound, or human interaction. The technique increases the mental pliability of prisoners. They become desperate for human interaction, even in the form of harsh interrogation from their captors. Nothing is happening to them. Absolutely nothing is happening to them. You're not getting bamboo shoots shoved up your fingernails.
Oh, good.
Nothing like that. You're not getting bamboo. You're not laying on a bamboo shoot for it to poke up through your back until you tell them what they need, what you want to know. There's no Chinese water torture with the dripping on your head. You're just completely left alone in a completely silent room. It's a whole other kind of torture.
You know, I really want to do one of those where you go into the world's quietest room.
Yeah. Yeah, I check one out.
I really want to try it to see how long I could stand it.
Right.
I don't know how true it is, but I've heard you could almost hear your hair growing. Like, it's so... Ooh. That's how quiet it is.
You would... See, at this point in my life, I think it would have to be an adjustment, because I've listened to some loud music.
Oh, I thought you meant because your hair's not growing anymore.
I can't hear it. It's not there. No, it's not growing anymore. I could definitely hear my hair growing out of my ears.
I can smell mine growing out of my nose. I get one real super long one in my eyebrows. Just one.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And I got to...
Me too.
I got to rip that fucker out. When I see it, I just grab it and I just rip it out.
And it's coarse as F.
Yeah. Like, half of it is brown. The other half is gray. I'm like, I'm 33.
And the other half is hay?
Yeah.
It's so coarse. It doesn't match with everybody else. It's just this coarse freaking thing growing out of your face.
And I have 4 gray hairs on my head.
What kind of Native American are you?
Hey. No. I'm doing a rain chant right now. I shouldn't.
Don't do that. We've had enough rain.
I know.
We've had enough rain.
That's what I'm saying. I shouldn't. We got enough. I got to mow the fucking lawn. I can't. It's too wet.
Right? Some jackers today that were mowing the lawn in the middle of the day.
Today, my neighbor had somebody... This dude, he doesn't mow his own lawn. I don't know why. But he has somebody come and do it. And I almost went out there to talk to the guy and be like, yo, how much to do mine? Because I didn't want to do it. I was really close to it.
There was a commercial, I think it was last summer, that was going around. It was probably an insurance commercial or something. And there was a bunch of dads in a room together. And the one dad was like, yeah, I don't mow my lawn in a pattern. And one of the dads stood up like, you don't mow your lawn in a pattern? What is wrong with you? And the other dads were like, no, come. He's like, he's a new dad. Just hold, it's okay. He just got his house. This is his property. He hasn't figured out the pattern yet. Yeah, I just pay some kid to do it. And they're like, what? all the dads stood up and like, are you serious?
Yeah, it was like a Geico commercial, right? Where it's like, he's turning into his dad or whatever. Or like, we move, like, everybody's turning into their dads. And he's like, I just pay some, or they were like, what kind of mower do you have? He's like, I don't know, I just pay some kid to do it.
No, like, they're ready to jump him.
Yeah.
You what?
I don't do a pattern. I do, if I go down one way, up the next way, then the next time I do it, I do up that way, down the next way.
You don't do a pattern?
That's a pattern. If you do it the same way every time, the grass just gets fucked up. Plus, you cannot cut more than 1/3 off at a time. Remember, I tried to start a landscaping business, but I gave up.
What happens if you cut more than 1/3 off at a time?
Well, it's not good for it. It needs a third, like, to be healthy. So if your grass is really tall, you should not cut it. Do not cut it really short. You cut a little bit off, and then in a few days to a week, you cut a little more off. You got to slowly get it down. Yeah. Do not.
Oh, hell no.
It's not good for it, man. I'm telling you.
That's why I'm mowing. That's why it took me so long to mow, because I don't want it to be good for it.
You just want a concrete yard?
Just a desert.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised. Like, just out there playing basketball in your yard. I have allergies, but I like mowing grass.
Oh, it's not allergies, it's COVID-19.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to tell you. Damn it, Will, I didn't want to tell him, but I'm dying. I got it. This will probably be my last one. I got a big pen stuck in my throat. Just a tube of it.
What kind of pen?
A Bic.
Oh.
Not a big pen. A Bic pen.
A dick pen.
No, not a dick. No. That's way down my throat.
That's a different kind of white torture.
Oh, shit. Guys, this COVID is... It's bullshit? Is it bullshit? Is it fake? Come on, Will. Right now. 3, 2, 1. Fake? Nah. 3, 2, 1. Now. Say it now. 3, 2, 1.
Bullshit.
Oh, bullshit. I kind of think so, too. I find it really weird that pneumonia numbers are drastically down this year.
Yep.
But the same year that COVID numbers...
Way high.
Wow.
Weird.
That is weird.
Even my wife is getting into this kind of stuff now. She's like, she was watching some of the doctors, and I think it was it Levine in Pennsylvania? Or somebody else? One of the higher like medical people in Pennsylvania. And they were like, yeah, what you have, you go outside, and you might get some allergies, but this other stuff, you know, these, you think it's flu symptoms, but it's really COVID-19. You don't get the flu anymore. It's COVID-19. And I'm like, my wife showed me this video and she's like, do you realize what they just said? Like, the flu doesn't exist anymore? What?
Yes. It's crazy. This is insane, dude.
Yes. Do you want to hear one of the scenarios of the white torture? You know what it is. Do you want to hear a scenario of it? Or do you want to move on to another topic?
I don't know. It sounds racist, but let's do it.
Okay. A trio of hikers were subjected to isolation in an Iranian prison. In 2009, Sarah Shord, her fiancé Shane Bauer, and their friend Josh Fatale mistakenly hiked over the border separating Iraqi Kurdistan from Iran. Arrested as spies, the three went to Evin prison in Tehran. Shord and her male companion spent an estimated 410 days confined to individual cells without human interaction.
Fuck!
That's over a year. Somewhere in there, like, it might be Christmas by now. That's going through your head somewhere in there. Has it been St. Patrick's Day yet? Happy birthday, America. Is it Christmas again? Shord experienced panic attacks, hallucinations, and severe anxiety during her incarceration. She writes, after 2 months with next to no human contact, my mind began to slip. Some days I heard phantom footsteps coming down the hall. I spent large portions of my days crouched down on all fours by a small slit in the door listening. In the periphery of my vision, I began to see flashing lights, only to jerk my head around to find that nothing was there. More than once, I beat the walls until my knuckles bled and cried myself into a state of exhaustion. At one point, I heard someone screaming, and it wasn't until I felt the hands of one of the friendlier guards on my face trying to revive me that I realized the screams were my own. After her release in September 2010, doctors diagnosed Shord with post-traumatic stress disorder, illustrating the practice's long-term psychological harm. That's just one scenario. But if you look up white torture, there's plenty of them around.
That is insane.
I think it could either be white torture as in the lights are on and it's lights and silence, or it's darkness and silence and there's nothing else. White torture.
I don't like it, man.
Well, hey, you can not like it all day, but that's what it is.
Did you hear about this 5-year-old who stole their parents' car and he gets rewarded with a Lamborghini ride?
What? Who rewarded him with a Lamborghini ride?
A 5-year-old in Utah who the police caught him driving his parents, his family's SUV. He was, I don't know, he's out cruising, you know?
Five.
5 years old.
My youngest is 7, and there's no way she could, it doesn't matter how you set the seats, she's not reaching all the things you need to reach to be able to drive. You're not even thinking about the mirrors, just all the things you need to reach, the steering wheel, the brake and the gas. Keys.
It reminds me of, what is it? The Little Rascals, when they're like on each other's shoulders with a trench coat. Yes, I'm a man. Yes, sir. But it said, a five-year-old Utah boy who police caught driving his family's SUV this week may have discovered that crime does pay.
Oh, no. See, that's what you can't do. You can't reward them.
That's because an adult who heard how Adrian Zamaripa stole the keys to his family's Dodge Journey, then started off to California to buy a Lamborghini, decided to give the kid a taste of supercar life with a ride around the neighborhood.
You can't get down in the Lamborghini just driving around the neighborhood.
He's like, you know what? Fuck you guys. He like gave him the finger, stole the keys, took off. He's like, I'm going to California. I'm getting me a Diablo. Fuck you, bitches.
He's five.
Jeremy Neves, a local businessman, said he reached out to the Zamaripa family after the story of the kid's automotive exploit went viral. See, that's all it takes. Viral. You go viral, you get whatever the fuck you want, basically.
Ooh. So that's how COVID-19's getting everything at once.
Oh, virus, viral. Bah.
It's coming together. It's bringing us apart.
I'm absolutely inspired by the principles that he displayed of success. Knowing what he wants, going after it, Neves told the local station, KSL-TV.
What?
He's inspired by, like, if my kid was like, I know I'm a superhero. I'm not inspired by that. I'm like, are you okay? Is it, you need a psychiatrist? Come on.
Jumping off the edge of the roof. He opens his window, jumps out two stories.
Shatters two femurs. Like, mother, now I gotta push you around in a fucking wheelchair. Come on, dude.
Are you happy now? No, I'm going to try again.
Neves insisted he doesn't approve of Adrian's actions, though it kind of seems like he does. Absolutely. I'm not encouraging kids to go out and take their parents' car and do anything else that's illegal, he said. I'm not advocating that at all.
No. No, not at all. Hey, you want to go in a Lamborghini?
Yeah.
I'm serious.
But it is fun.
He's going to do it again, you know.
Oh, dude, if you do it, it's the same thing. Like, your daughter cries, and you're like, no, 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 you can't have it. No. And she's like, I want it! I want it! And then you give it to her. She knows she can do that for the rest of her life.
Yeah, she just figured it out.
Yeah.
I don't agree with this. I don't agree with just what happened. Nope. Nope.
Clips of the Lambo joyride show Adrian sitting on someone else's lap without a seatbelt, driving... My God. Driving around the block with Neves behind the wheel of his dream car. This car is fast, the kid exclaims.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. You're going to die because you don't have a seatbelt on. But
he's just going to get sucked into that wedge of a windshield.
What the fuck, dude?
So you're talking about that that Boston Dynamic dog telling people to stay inside in Singapore?
Yeah.
Or social distance in Singapore? But do you know what the Daleks from Doctor Who are?
No, I've never seen it.
Well, you know who Doctor Who is? What Doctor Who is?
I know the show. There's like a phone booth or, right?
I'm going to need you to explain Doctor Who to me, even though you've never seen Doctor Who.
It's a guy. He looks like Doctor Strange. He can do magic. He makes portals. There's a British phone booth, and he can go back in time. Nailed it.
It's all, yep. Nailed it.
Got it. Am I close?
It's nailed it.
There was a nail there and I hit my thumb, right?
He went back in time. Yeah, the time travel part.
Is there no phone booth?
Yeah, oh. Well, yes, there's a phone booth. It's a police box, but yeah. Originally, you could just pretty much call the police in these police boxes. But that's what Doctor Who travels around in, and it is a time machine, so they have gone into the past and they've gone into the future. But Doctor Who's nemesis are the Daleks. One of the nemesis. Nemesi?
Nemesis.
Nemesis. Octopi. The Daleks are these, they're kind of like a squid-type creature on the inside of these robot-type things. They're just carted around, but they have like a proboscis of a mosquito, but it's a plunger. Imagine a proboscis the size of a plunger. And it protrudes out of their chest type area, but then they have another one that's an eye, in the area of an eye, like a cyclops. I'm trying to explain a Dalek. But early on in the self-isolation quarantine thing, the authorities of the United Kingdom area, the cops, the authorities,
mm-hmm.
set these. They have drones or robots of the Daleks, and they set them to go around these neighborhoods, or they pilot them around these neighborhoods to tell people to self-isolate. Normally, the Daleks say, exterminate, exterminate. They go around and just start blasting lasers and just vanquish people. They just vaporize them. But now these ones are going around going, self-isolate, self-isolate. All humans must stay indoors. All humans will self-isolate by order of the Daleks.
Yikes.
That would freak me the F out.
Yeah.
If I was a kid, I was watching Doctor Who. I knew what the Daleks were. Suddenly there's Daleks just running around my own streets telling me to self-isolate. I would freak out.
Get inside, you motherfucker.
Self-isolate. No, they were just running around, all these robotic Daleks. Doctor Who's one of Doctor Who's greatest nemesis, telling you to get inside. I kind of freak out. Where's the doctor? Gonna need the doctor.
Dr. Fauci.
No, oh, not that one.
No, not him. I heard he is up for sexiest man of the year.
Oh, yeah?
A 4'11", old, like, fucking.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Is that all he is? He can barely reach the mic.
Barely. He has a step stool. I guarantee it. He's got wedges in his shoes. I'm not tall, but I tower over that little fuck.
That's why he's mad.
Yeah.
He's mad about being the short one. So he's trying to...
Napoleon.
He's got a Napoleon complex.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I like him.
You don't think?
But he's got to have an attitude because he's small. Don't fuck with me. I'll get you.
Yeah. I don't even know. He's with Bill Gates trying to kill us.
The Fauci Gates Foundation.
Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates. Gee? Bill Gates, who could not graduate college, who had no college degree, is now telling us how we should handle a fucking pandemic. Fuck you, Bill Gates. Hashtag fuck you, Bill Gates. I will say fuck you, Bill Gates, in every episode because I think you are a piece of shit.
Smelly dog manure. Dog? Horse.
And your wife is the man, and you are the woman. Guaranteed.
My God. You're calling some people out.
Look at the pictures. They just swapped. Like, she cut off her dick, gave it to him, and I don't know how that works with vaginas, but, like, she gave him her dick, and...
Now he's got one.
Yeah.
Or two.
Yeah. Probably not, though. He didn't have one to begin with.
Hers is now a shell for his. It's an exoskeleton. An exoskin.
What?
Yeah, that's what it is now.
Hashtag fuck Bill Gates.
Do we want one more article here? Where do you want to end it here?
We can do one more.
All right. So how about, I sent this to you a few days ago. You know how birds aren't real?
Oh, yeah.
We have proof that birds aren't real. Kinda, I guess. The thing I sent you was... It's a drone, so they said. The hummingbird spy drone. The whole idea was to capture and get up close and personal with a monarch butterfly swarm. So what these engineers did was they made a drone look like a tiny hummingbird. So the hummingbird, this drone hummingbird, it looks like a hummingbird, except, you know, the wings don't flap. They don't do the whole hummingbird thing where they're kind of back and forth to flap their wings.
Yeah.
They just have the propellers on top of the wings. So it sounds like and it looks like a hummingbird. So the monarch butterflies are like, that guy's cool. It's all right. So, I mean, the whole idea is cool. But with a conspiracy brain, you're like, well, that proves it. Birds aren't real. You just showed us. Hummingbirds aren't real. Just getting real, real. Like the beak of the hummingbird drone almost touched wings of the monarch butterflies.
Yeah.
That's how close it was. And it's how subtle it was as a hummingbird. So butterflies don't know the difference. How are we going to know the difference? Huh? You know what I mean? Now, if you turn the conspiracy off for a minute, it's a beautiful thing. Getting all up in the monarch butterflies business like that, getting real, real close in there. So you can see all these thousands of monarch butterflies just swarming through the air. That's really cool, actually.
Yeah, I get why people think they're not real. I believe they're real.
Yeah, birds are real. They carry diseases for all of us. You're welcome.
Yeah, but I get why people believe they're not real. Because you cannot trust anything they fucking say.
The birds?
No.
I've heard the birds talk. You can't know. They don't know what the hell they're talking about.
They don't. They're stupid. I don't get the birds aren't real, but I understand where they're coming from.
Oh, yeah? The bird drones, the drones perch on power lines to recharge so that they can continue on their pre-programmed duties.
No fucking way. I didn't even think of that, dude. No fucking way. I'm about to be on board. How can they... No way. How can they land there with no issue? And I touch it and I die.
Yeah, all you got to do is just kind of touch it. Kind of be near it.
Yeah.
That's it. Lights out. Gorilla radio. Turn our shit up. See what I'm saying?
I'm on board. Birds are not real. Also, I don't think dinosaurs are real.
Oh, called it.
Yep.
You know, dinos, it's been birds the whole time.
I don't think they're real.
So these dino skeletons are complete fabrications.
They have not found enough. They're making this shit up. They found a little bit, and then they recreate it from a little tiny bit.
All right. All right. I can see that. Like, they found some pieces of the puzzle, and the puzzle wasn't complete, so they make up some more pieces of the puzzle.
They just recently said, oh, no, they might have had feathers. Like, you don't know what they are. You have no clue.
But we just renamed one a few years ago.
Yeah, they used to be reptiles. They used to be, like, giant lizards. Now they have feathers.
Feathered lizards? What's happening?
You have no clue what they are. You found a bone. You found a fucking claw. And you're like, that's a T-Rex. What the fuck? You found three bones and you made a fucking animal.
This is where the lungs used to be. They had a liver. This is where the reproduction organs were.
Yeah.
Just making it up. Just making it up. Stapling it together.
You found three bones. It might have been a four-bone animal. But you're like, nope. This thing was huge.
Look at all these ones behind it. It's 20 bones. 20 bones long.
Unbelievable.
We should probably call it.
Yep, probably.
Tell us about your bone adventures. Bring on the weird at gmail.com. Yep.
Easy.
Oh, yeah.
Easy.
Bone adventures. Fanfic and everything.
Whoa.
Yep.
We'll read it on air.
There's a possibility. There's a probability. Not a possibility. It's probable.
Yeah. Send us your fanfics about lip kissing.
Good lip syncing.
That's what I said.
And give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts while you're writing this lip sync fanfic. Karaoke. What? All right. How about this? What should we sing if you went to a place to see us live? If we come to your town on the Bring in the World Tour, what should we sing at karaoke? A duo? Single? Should we turn a single into a duo? Anything
duet.
You can think of, it's going to be a duo. Duet.
Duet. Yeah.
What are we singing?
I think My Milkshake Brings All the Boys to the Yard.
Oh, man. Put your votes in for that one.
Please don't. If you want some dope merch, go to myconspiracytees.com/bringontheweird.
Oh, there's plenty there.
Yeah, buddy.
You can slide into our DMs on Twitter.
Yikes.
We got DMs on Facebook, too. The direct messages, still. They just happen to have FB in front of them.
There's DMs everywhere.
Oh, hey, hey.
What?
Now we're getting kinky. We're getting kinky now. DMs everywhere.
What?
What? We're on Instagram, too, you know? We're going to...
Yeah.
Yep, pictures there. All right. What else? Oh, hey. You want to hear this without ads and without promos? Patreon.com/bringontheweird. 5 stars in the Apple Podcasts. What are we singing at karaoke? You tell us. Got anything else?
I got nothing.
All right. Stay weird, world.
See you next time.